Yeah, obviously, it's a difficult game. They're a top side. They're probably one of the best teams in Europe, and I think you can see that tonight. You know, we couldn't really get near them. We was outplayed, and 3-0 was probably kind on our half.
Do you take it as a real good experience, though, to come to a club like that and pit your wits against them and test your skills against them?
Yeah, obviously, it has to be a learning curve. You know, if we want to progress as a team and play in the Champions League, then these are the sort of teams that we're going to have to come up against. And I think tonight we were a little bit of a way off, but of course it has to be a learning experience.
Did the manager have anything to say when you got back in terms of picking you up for Sunday? You've got to go again, haven't you?
Yeah, obviously he was disappointed, but he knows the characters in the squad that Sunday won't be a problem. You know, everyone's obviously down about tonight, but our focus is quickly on Sunday.
Obviously it's an amazing carrot there for you, over 50 years with the league title on the line. Is that something that you're now going to probably concentrate on with the way this went?
We take each game as it comes. You know, we want to win every game. We're a big club. We don't go into games thinking we'll take it easy and concentrate on ones in a week's time. Sunday's a massive game for us. We ain't won in our last two league games, so hopefully we can get back and start winning.
As you say, three games without a win. And the manner of tonight's defeat, will the self-belief take a bit of a dent?
No, I don't think so. Like I said before, Dortmund are a top European side, you know. They've shown that over the last sort of four or five seasons. And to be honest, I think they're a Champions League side. And I think they'll do well in that competition this year. So, I know it was obviously disappointing in the manner of defeat. We didn't really get our style and philosophy across, but yeah, we're outplayed tonight. We just have to take it on the chin and accept it.
The manager rested some key players tonight. Is it now fair to say that the priority, and it's fairly clear, the priority is winning the league ahead of the Europa League?
I think it's easy to say that now. You know, we've been changing players all year in the Europa League and it hasn't affected us. So, it's been no different. You know, he's got his league side and I'm sure he'll make a few changes for the weekend and hopefully it'll have a positive impact.
Right, there's been a lot of talk this season on Tottenham's team spirit and how close the team is. Is now that going to be really tested?
Yeah, I think we've had some bad results in the past and we've bounced back quickly. You know, it's just important that we keep our focus and hopefully get the 3 points for the weekend.
And obviously it's a really big game now. I mean, you've got a big gap to make up with Leicester and it's a good opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, there's plenty of points to be paid for in the Premier League. You know, it's not easy to win every game, and I think you've seen that this season. I think Leicester have been the most consistent side over the past sort of three or four weeks, so hopefully they'll slip up and we can only concentrate on ourselves, to be honest.